Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
I've got Stacey Taylor right back in the studio with me, and he's going to take me through his music with meaning. Stacey, thanks for coming back, mate.
Oh, no, it's good. It's good to be here, Jerry. I've enjoyed every minute of sitting down to chat with you, man. It's been a really awesome conversation.
Well, it's pretty mutual. Very mutual, in fact. So we're gonna travel through areas of your life using music, because I like doing this. This is one of my favorite bits. I get to listen to all sorts of music I haven't heard before, and I also get to hear stuff that would never come out in a chat session, you know. So it just brings out all sorts of interesting stuff. So let's start off. What's your first track for us?
Slice of Heaven by Dave Dobbins, the first track that from my childhood.
Tell us a bit about what this piece reminds you of or makes you think of and why you chose it.
Yeah, it was interesting when you sent through, because I do love music, but I hadn't actually really thought about it. And so this was one I actually struggled to send you initially, but as I sat with it, I remember Dave Dobbins, Slice of Heaven, Foot Rock Flats, The Dog's Tale, and it just reminded me of my grandmother. And growing up, my grandmother was my superhero. She was the one person I always wanted to be around. School holidays, she'd come down and pick me up, and I just spent every minute I could be with her and with that part of my family. And she'd always take me to the movies, or she'd take me to Rainbow's End. She'd take me fishing, and so it just brought back a lot of those beautiful memories of having that very special person in my life in turmoil times, but just being able to take a minute to just reflect on the magic that she gave me and the love that she gave me. So that's really where that song came from.
The importance of grandparents, especially as you described in moments of turmoil, to have someone that you can be safe with, you know, just someone to be safe with. That's it, really.
She was like a lighthouse, Jerry, you know. Like when she was coming to pick me up, I was sitting in the outside waiting for her, you know, as soon as I seen her face, man. And haven't thought about her for a little while, but even just talking about it now, you know, just reflecting on the beautiful things, not just always the negative things. You know, you talk about that victim triangle. And when we go through things, it's sometimes we forget there was so much beauty there too. So, you know, for me, just to even just honor her with that emotion and think about her, and you know, I can see her face, and I can see her rolling up in her little Honda Civic thing, red, bright red car, and you know, but she was just always there, Jerry. She was just always there, and that's something that I'll never forget. That she was just always there for me.
What was her name?
Margaret Taylor,
this is for you. Dave Dobbin and A Slice of Heaven. Well, that was A Slice of Heaven by Dave Dobbin. And I'm talking to Stacey Taylor about his grandmother, Margaret, and how that song reminded him of her. And, you know, Dave was born in the same year as I was, the fantastic year of 1957, which was also the year in which transactional analysis launched as well, which is my psychotherapy system. So I wasn't actually part of it when I was born, but, you know, I like the fact that it started on the same year that I was born. I was born for it, is what I say. And that was a lovely piece, a great piece of music. I loved it. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing that story, Stacey.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks. Took me a little bit to bring it, but when it dropped in, and even just reflecting on it now, man, you know, feel the feels and enjoy the moment of it, you know, because it's a very cool song, and no coincidences, Jerry, all these things, little subtleties in the ears and stuff. So it's awesome, brother.
I love that expression. I'm going to feel some feels. I love it. I got to say, you're putting me through the ringer today. I tell you, you're touching me on so many levels. I'm not sure I want to say thank you, actually.
Oh, back at you, man. Like, there's been some emotions, but, you know, the lightheartedness of it, Jerry, and once you're not afraid of your emotions, man, it's so beautiful to reflect, because it just lets you know you're alive. Lets you know, as a man, I'm alive. My heart's open and I can feel. And that's what I love, that two men that have been through life's journey can have a laugh and feel and have tears of joy, feel it all and just enjoy it. So thanks, brother.
Thank you. And of course, one of the things that I want to say about that is I interviewed a lovely fella called Craig Smith. He's the author of the Wonky Donkey stories. I don't know if you've heard of those stories, but... And he told me in his interview, he did something beautiful. He deliberately thought about all the men who had influenced him and helped him, not his biological father, but other men that had helped him. And he literally went and said thank you to every single one of them. He made a point of going and reaching out and saying to every single one. And I know with AA, I do talk a lot about Alcoholics Anonymous, but I know that with AA, it's important to say you're sorry, you know, to really face where you've hurt people, to really man up to the damage that you've done to people's lives and apologize and take it if they get angry back at you. That's part of just facing up to reality. It's, you know, it's a reality check. Hey, we're on Reality Check Radio. And reality is so important. But the other thing that's really important is to really thank people, to thank those people that carried us, that supported us, even when we didn't realize it at the time. Often when we're younger, we don't know when someone is giving us a really important stability at a moment of great instability. So I just wanted to say that because that was part of what I think came up just then for me, was how many times we forget to be grateful. And there's actually something in the brain. We talked about it on one of the Psychobabble programs. I don't know which one. I think it was number 3. But I talked about there that when we're shut down, when we're suppressed, when we're depressed, the part of the brain that contains our memories, the hippocampus, aka the hippopotamus on a campsite, but the hippocampus, that's the only way I can remember these Latin names, but the hippocampus actually reduces in size under trauma and depression. So we literally, if we don't actively remember the good things and the good people and the people who we loved, and the people who loved us, if we don't actively remember them, we kind of lose it. And we start to lose the ability to remember what was good in our life, even what was good today. So there's something about reaching out, like you just did to your grandma. You know, I saw you do it. It was just like, oh, there he is, man. He's loving her. He's saying thank you. He's really doing it for her. And it's like, if we do that, we do so much for our health and our happiness.
Yeah, and I think this is what I'm learning about you, and a very special part of the show is it took me an extra day to tap in for this song, but I hadn't thought about her in so long, you know, and I'd been focusing on healing all this trauma. So you're looking at all, you know, usually negative aspects of your life. And like you say, Jerry, you forget the beautiful people, the person that was there for you, the gifts that they gave you, and you can almost get, you know, so far from that. And like I said, after this, I'm going to put on that song and just reflect on her, remember her, and appreciate that I had someone so special in my life that would do that for me. I can't thank her in the person, but I'm sure she'll know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. We're never going to get through these 7 tracks at this rate. Now, what is your second track that you've got for us?
Brian McKnight, Back at One. And this would come down to my wife and the love that I have for her and the love that she's given to me over the years. So that song's very special to me.
Tell me why you connect it with your wife.
That was our wedding song. But just, you know, every part of that song is talking about the ups and downs of relationships. And, you know, whenever I feel like I'm off track, I can go to that song and realize why I fell in love with this woman. And I can start to bring myself back to gratitude, like what you're sharing, Jerry. It's so easy for our mind to wander off. But it just brings me back into the feeling. Instantaneously, I can listen to that song and it will invoke the love that I had from the day I fell in love with her. So it's just one of these songs that makes me have gratitude for the woman that stood beside me, because I haven't always been the best man, but the children she's given to me, the gifts that she's given to me, and the constant that she is in my life. So, you know, that song was the first one I knew. When you sent that list through, that's the one. Put that down straight away. So, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Wow. So we're going to listen to Back at One by Brian McKnight. Well, you're listening to Music with Meaning on Real People in the Psychotherapist Chair. This is the third segment of my show. My name's Jerry Pimes, and I'm talking to Stacey Taylor. And Stacey, wow, Back at One. That was what you were listening to, everyone. Back at One by Brian McKnight. That was his highest ranking song, you know. It was his best ever song, that one. 3 million copies he sold on that one. It was about your love for your wife. And I bet there's a few listeners with a few tears in their eyes who could relate to what you're talking about. And we're talking about the importance of feeling gratitude, the importance of adding up sometimes what we've got to be grateful for, you know.
It's quite cool because I was able to surprise my wife to take her to Brian McKnight when he came out on his last New Zealand tour. And, you know, I'll never forget sitting in that theatre listening to that man live and just seeing the magic of the man, but being able to sit there and literally just take myself out of it and watch the emotions of my wife of this, you know, surprise taking her to this, to listen to him live. So, yeah, it was very special.
You're a good man, taking your wife to that one. You're a good man. I'm running out of tissues here. Let's move on. What's your third song you got for us?
JP Cooper, September song, the acoustic version.
And tell us what that song means for you, Stacey.
When like I shared in the interview, when my wife and I sort of, when she left me and we went through this abyss and then we come back together, it was just kind of the song, Jerry, that resonated with that new chapter of a new relationship. And something about the acoustic version, it just makes me realize that, you know, sometimes our darkest moments lead to the most beautiful breakthrough. So when I listen to that song, it really gives me a lot of inspiration and courage to back myself, because, you know, back when I was going through it, I didn't know where to turn, but I just trusted, you know, that I'd find the way. And so that's what that song is. And it's quite interesting. He's coming out to New Zealand in November. So I've already booked tickets and accommodation for me and my wife to go and watch him in live. So, yeah, it's funny how all of this is coming together and we're even just talking about it on this interview. So,
Wow. And some Kiwis might be a bit confused, but because he's an English songwriter, September does have quite a special meaning, because it's when school starts, it's when term starts, it's when everything gets going. It's almost like a new year in England, because, you know, the summer's over and you're hunkering down. Autumn's just around the corner, and you know, kind of, you know, you're heading into winter. You get down, you get into your job, you get into your work. Somehow the year in the UK is what has been for me forever, starts in September. And I know the new year happens in January, but this guy, he wrote the September song because it's about something happening. It's about something really positive, right?
Yeah, and even just in the words, you know, like when we're finished, I'm just going to go put all these songs on, because even just talking and reflecting with you is just, And it's just bringing up different feelings, different emotions, different meanings, and even just hearing your take on it, you know, it's like it makes sense to me why the song resonates, because it did. It felt like a new chapter. It felt like a chapter starting again in a different place, but just as exciting as when it first started. So, yeah.
Well, don't go away. Let's listen to it right now. We're going to listen to it here. JP Cooper and September Song. So that was JP Cooper and September Song. And if you're not running out of tissues listening to this, you need to go and get a heart transplant, in my opinion. And that song was about, you know, beginning again with his wife, starting over. Wonderful, beautiful. Wow, thank you. How are you doing, Stacey?
Yeah, really good, Jerry. I've enjoyed this, man, and it's just even giving me another level of gratitude and peace around, you know, my journey, man. So it's been a really beautiful experience just to sit, reflect, share, and just feel into what it is you do. Sometimes we can get so caught up on the journey that we stop to take a minute and just see where we've come from and where we've got to. So thanks, brother.
Well, thank you. And if you're listening to this and you know someone in your local community, someone who's making a difference, whether it's out there on the school rugby fields or it's in the community kitchens or it's someone that is doing something really special for people and nobody is noticing, if you know that person, that unsung hero, that hidden gem, I'm not interested in the rich and famous. They bore the tits off me, to be honest. I'm not interested in them. I'm interested in real people who are doing real shit in real places. That's what I'm really interested in. So, yeah, that's what this program is about. If you know someone, give me their email. Send me their email and tell me why you think they should be on my show. They might not want to be here. It's fine. They can always say no, okay? They can always say no. I respect that. I totally respect that. So we're on track number 4, Stacey Taylor, in Music With Meaning. Tell me what track you got lined up for us now.
Landon McNamara, Wild Trip, Jerry. And it's basically what that song, the title says, is life is this wild trip. You know, and he says, what a wild trip it's been. And, you know, I listened to him early on into my journey and I was like, man, I always say it. We watched this movie and there's this line in it and it says, you know, what a trip, Colonel. And I was like, man, there's the, you know, or the Rocky movie, nothing's going to hit as hard as life. So that song just makes me realize my resilience, my courage. And I just love the tones in it, the sound of it, and it just really resonates with me.
Yeah. No, I love this song too. It's a great song. And he's a real surfer dude, right? He comes from Hawaii, this guy.
Yeah, Hawaiian surfer, got that sort of reggae vibe going. So, but just a different tone. You know, I remember hearing him for the first time, and it's often the songs that I'll throw on his albums on a Saturday in the morning, and just the energy of it, man, is just so real and raw. So definitely got a lot of love for his music.
Oh, and if you like to move your body and dance after all this deep conversation we've been having and these important topics, and you just want to release a bit of tension and get up and boogie around the place, this is the piece to do it, eh? This is Landon McNamara and Wild Trip. So that was Wild Trip by Landon McNamara. And you're listening to Stacey Taylor picking his music with meaning.
The words of that song, Jerry, just they really, when you start to go on this journey of life and you realize, you know, when you start to consciously look at it and you realize it has just been this wild trip that you've been on a roller coaster for most of it without even knowing. So, you know, for me, I just love listening to it and realizing now that the wild trip that I'm on, I get to create it. I get to co-create it with the universe, and I can turn it into whatever I want it to be. And I just love the energy of that song and the vibe of that song, because it really resonates with the life I want to create and the work that I want to share with the world.
Yeah, and it's not all deep, dark, and damaging, is it? This music's really light as well, but it's profound words, right?
Yeah, there's something about his music in general, and that sort of reggae music, but he's quite upbeat with it. And you can, you know, it's like our stories, you know, every individual artist, they've been through something, and you can hear it in their music. And it's something about his music that just resonates with my own personal journey.
And I think you've got another Landon McNamara, haven't you, for the next one?
Yeah, so Landon McNamara, Deep Waters, you know. And the one about this, I always just play this song, you know, if I feel like I am in the deep waters. And, you know, it's like what we talked about earlier on in the interview, you know, there's highs and lows in this journey. And sometimes you can feel you're like you're in the deep waters and you're drowning or you're struggling. So I just chuck that on and it just makes me realize, you know, you're not going to be here forever. You're not going to be here for long. And, you know, you can just catch a wave and surf back to shore, or you can reach out to a friend. You can do something to get yourself out of the deep waters. So that song, I absolutely love that song. You know, it's on my top 10 songs before we even spoke, Jerry. So, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. I love the lyric, "Even when I'm lost, I know where I'm going," that comes up in this song. I love that. "Even when I'm lost, I know where I'm going." That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the words of that song to a T, man. You know, like I just embody and feel those words in my own self when I need to. It's just a way to remind yourself that you can get yourself out of these things. They're moments in time. They don't define us.
And you know, in psychotherapy, in my world, the deep waters has a whole connotation of the unconscious. I think Freud, he talked about the ocean, the unconscious. Jung was into it, you know, something about diving into the deep, you know. And I often say to my clients, bring me some dreams. I say, dream for me. I want the deep waters. You know, I want the stuff we're not facing. Bring them in, you know. And it's like that, really, because we have this conscious self, don't we? And then we have the undercurrents. And some clients say to me, they say, "Oh, Jerry, how do you sit through all this?" You know, when we're hearing some really painful stuff. And I say, look, when you've done with this, you're going to walk out light. You're going to feel great in yourself. You're going to feel integrated because you've reclaimed your experiences. You've reclaimed who you are. And you've got to, you know, we're dealing with the dark, painful stuff right now. I said, and you're going to walk out and it's going to be light and easy for you. I says, but you've got to understand something about me. I was made weird. I said, this is the water I love to swim in. I love this stuff. You have no idea how fulfilling I find it to sit with you in this murky shit. I said, I'm just a bit weird. You just have to understand that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And you mentioned Carl Jung there and one of his quotes, you know, which relates to this song, which is one that's close to my heart and one that's deeply impacted me, is until you make the unconscious conscious, it will rule your life. And that was what I was sharing with you, that seemingly invisible force that was driving my life, Jerry. And so, like you, I love this work because I love being able to sit, listen. I'm just an observer, not an absorber. So I'm just observing. But like you say, when we bring our shadow into the light, we feel light. So when you leave, you feel naturally lighter, freer, more alive. So that's really that song just gives me that reminder that, you know, just because it's always darkest before the dawn. So often when that something's coming up, there's just a part of you that's not ready to see it. And sometimes even just listening to that song and creating some space for myself will allow me to, you know, feel that lightness and be freer each day.
Yeah, you know, I'm loving this conversation. When I work with folks, Stacey, and it feels like we're coming to the end, and they're saying, I think I'm done. I'm going, nah, you're not done yet. I says, not until your dreams tell us that you're done, are you done? I said, I want to hear it in a dream. They probably go away and write up. Now, what kind of dream might say I can finish with him? But it's like I want to hear from the body. I want to hear from the unconscious. And I don't just want it to be like, because what if we finish a bit too early? You know, what if there's a dark corner that's going to hit them hard? And I want to face that. I don't want to face it alone. I want to be there with them. I want to walk that corner, that dark corner. I want to be right next to them the next time that happens. I want to be with them. And that's what I love being. I love being with people so they're not alone. Ultimately, for me, it's about being with folks so they're not alone in this. That's what matters to me.
Yeah, and dreams are something I was a big skeptic on dreams. But in the last 6 months, especially when I resolve something in my psyche and my unconscious, I'll literally within 2 to 3 days, often that very night, I'll have a dream that is a symbolic representation of that being resolved. And I remember them now. So if it's one that's related to something resolved, literally, I'll remember it, and I can literally see the psyche is telling me that's resolved, Stacey. And it's such a wild experience for someone who never really felt like he ever dreamed or even remembered dreams. But now, if I have a big release and I see something in the present and in reality, literally within 24 to 48 hours, I have a dream like what you're speaking to, Jerry, and it shows me the resolution within my psyche.
Yeah, I'm never quite convinced unless there's been a dream of resolution. So we're going to listen to our second Landon McNamara piece of music called Deep Waters. Well, you just been listening to Deep Waters by Landon McNamara, and I've got Stacey Taylor right here talking about his music with meaning. And you're listening to Real People in the Psychotherapist Chair with me, Jerry Pives. Stacey, that was amazing. Deep Water. Didn't we get into some deep conversation around that one, eh?
Oh, yeah. I feel like we got to talk for hours. I know we're both fizzing a bit and just trying to hold to time. But, yeah, we've definitely had a deep conversation, a really, for me, a really inspiring conversation too, Jerry.
Well, me too. We've been talking about the unconscious and Jung and not being alone on this journey into the unresolved, unprocessed parts of the self. And in some systems, you know, in my psychotherapy, we talk about multiple parts of the self. And most of our work is just reaching out to them and bringing them into the family, bringing them from out in the cold, you know, bringing them in, recognizing them. And we've all got so many parts to us, and it's just so important. Transactional analysis was, you know, founded over, 80 years ago now, and it was 70 years. And the guy who developed it, Eric Byrne, should have won a Nobel Peace Prize because he was the guy who said, we've got a child inside, we've got an adult, we've got a parent, we've got multiple parts within us. And until we make peace with all the parts of us, we're up shit creek without a paddle.
That's such a great, great analogy. You're so right, because until you make peace with those parts of yourself, and most of us don't even know we have those parts, you are literally up shit creek without a paddle. And good luck, because the harder you fight with them, the more they resist.
Yeah. So that was our fifth piece of music. Wow, we're on to our sixth piece of music. And what have you got for us, Stacey?
50 Cent, Hustler's Ambition, Jerry.
And why have you chosen this one? What's this piece got for you?
I've always sort of been into hip-hop, and I love something about the underdog story, you know, people coming from the worst environments you can ever imagine or not even imagine and making it. And, you know, I remember falling in love with 50 Cent's music years ago and then reading his book and watching his biography. And, you know, when I've got this vision of the life I want to create, and that song just touches that part of me that's like, yeah, we can do this, you know, that it's possible. And so it just reminds me of that story, and that if he can do it, I can do it. And it just gives that fire inside to get to work on it.
Wow, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, let's dive straight in to Hustler's Ambition by 50 Cent. You've just been listening to Hustler's Ambition by 50 Cent. Stacey Taylor, we're on your seventh piece now. What have you got for us for your seventh piece? And tell us why.
Sad song, I am. That's the song, Jerry, that just those words, I am. You know, if you listen to that song, it'll tell you everything it means. You know, there's a line in that song, I will stand tall in the lion's den because I know in my heart I am one of them. And I remember listening to that song a couple of years into my journey, just knowing I'd made the right decisions, that the right people had come across my path, and that I am. And that everything I'd ever been through, that, you know, when you talk about that victim triangle, that I'd been unconsciously being a victim to, I was transcending and becoming a victor. And that song just made me realize who, just made me remember, not realize, remember who I am in my heart and in my soul, not through the wounded aspects of me. So that song is one that I play to just reflect that I am, even through everything, that there's nothing broken, that I'm perfect, that everything was divine, and that, you know, those words, I am, that's all you need to hear. So that song's very special.
And once again, that deep spirituality that comes out of you, Stacey, the way you talk, you know, this isn't just I am. This is not just the me that is I am. It's the great I am, which is, of course, biblically one of the names of God, I am. It's just beautiful. And you bring it to life, Stacey. And what a lovely, lovely way for us to round up our conversation. I'm sure the listeners are wanting to join with me and say, hey, thank you, Stacey, for being so open, so honest, so real about yourself, your life, your pain, and your success. It's not just a linear line, is it? It's full of roller coasters. It's up and down, but it's the right royal road, in my opinion. It's the best road to travel when you're on this journey and you're discovering who you really are. And what a lovely track for us to serenade out to. Before we do leave, though, I want to share a story that's been coming into my mind. We talk about stories, and in my transactional analysis, we talk about life scripts, and the whole purpose of therapy and healing is to free ourselves from old scripts that we might have written when we were kids and we follow without even realizing them. And different scripts have different types and characteristics. And one of the scripts is the script of Odysseus, the famous story of the Greek hero who went out and he traveled and he went through all sorts of tribulations, but he came back. He won through. He made it all the way through. And he won through trial after trial. And he got through and he came home and he sorted out his family. He protected his state. He really did the good stuff. And that's the story that's been bouncing around my head as I've been talking to you, Stacey Taylor. The story of winning, the story of victory, the story of hope, the story that is one of the oldest stories on the planet, actually, Homer's Odysseus story. And he's been in my mind as I've been talking to you, and I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, I know that story as well, Jerry. So the fact that it's, you know, it's in your mind as we're having this conversation really resonates with me. And I love Joseph Campbell's work, the Hero's Journey, very similar concept. And, you know, like, it's in our darkest times that we feel the most lost, but we're on our hero's journey. And even for the listeners out there, you know, you might be in this space right now that you don't understand or you don't know why. You know, I always said, why me? And now I say, why not me? Because, you know, if it's meant for me, then I'll go through it. So I love that story, and thanks for sharing it, Jerry.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing your life, and I wish you all the best for everything you do, and I hope we meet again on the path. I really do.
Yeah, me too, brother. I'm sure we will.
So we're gonna serenade out to "I Am" by Satsang.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.